from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you got a head full of lettuce, you're never gonna know that.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Wonder. Let me reset here. Just to let everybody know what we're doing. Because I swear to God, I don't want to come across as saying everything's fine. We started the show by you. I think what's ridiculous is somebody being incredulous that the Giants are 61-62. Like, if you, like, you lose me if you think this is a team that should be 10 over and they're not. Now, having said that, I don't have the answers. I just have kind of maybe reasons why I don't think they're doing as well as they should be or doing better than they are. So, I am not sitting, if you want to fire Farhan Zaidi, I totally get it. What's this, his eighth year or seventh? He's made one postseason appearance. Mm. So, if you want to fire Farhan Zaidi, maybe they will. And maybe the front office that he's put together just ain't it. But I think there are problems that are more embedded right now with this organization. Doesn't mean it's going to last forever, but right now, I think they've got a lot of things working against them. That's all. And I don't know what the answer is, but I do think that go under the broadest of umbrellas,
okay,
to me is you don't have a history of signing free agents here. You don't. And there's got to be some reason for that, but whatever it is, that hasn't been the strategy that this team has used, at least when they won their three World Series.
And I appreciate that.
So then what do you, then you've got to do something else.
Let's focus on the farm.
Okay.
And the way that Luciano, he just comes to mind because he was just shipped down. The way that all three of these guys have been used, how you needed Ramos by necessity is the only reason he cracked the lineup and he took advantage of that. But you just kept jerking their chains for so long. And under Farhan, Steinie, I do believe the farm system is no better off than when he came here, and that was what he hung his hat on. He walked around here with his chest out. I'm the smartest guy in the room. I'm going to do this or that, and it's been diddly squat. And the 10 games over, real quick here, That's not what I'm holding the Giants to. I was holding the Giants to what I've been saying and having fun with Dibs. Happy birthday to Dibs too. Is the math is still there. That's what I was that and for them to have Atlanta come in with everything right in front of them and not just lose the tough games, because you say, goo, they battled, but not being fundamentally sound, going against everything that you haven't done all year with sacrifice bunts, bunting, lets me know Melvin's throwing everything at the wall, hoping something sticks. But for Farhan, for him to say, we're going to pull the plug, even though we're in it for the third wild card, bucked the system about a month ago, talking about it's on the players, and then trade Solaire, who you brought over, and he said yes to you. And then when you traded Solaire, you got up there and you said, you know what? We're going to get Luciano more at bats. And for him to get basically, and I'm throwing a number out here, it's not even 7 at bats since then, I'm done. Because now I feel like they don't even know what they're doing. And that, to me, is what you could sell me on. It's time to start over. And sometimes, Steiny, you start over just to start for the sake of doing it, to get the stench out of trying to just hit your head up against a wall expecting a different result.
To me, one of the reasons, if you're saying, you know, these young guys, they're jerking them around. Okay, why are they jerking them around?
See, that's I don't know.
I think I know one of the reasons. And one of the reasons they jerk young guys around, if that's the term you want to use, is because they haven't and they can't, for whatever reason, commit to playing young players because they're afraid that the Giants fan base won't show up. And that is something that drives their organizational philosophy.
You really believe that?
Brian Sabian, the previous general manager, came on with us and I asked him specifically about this fan base and how important it is. And he acknowledged that they absolutely consider the fan base when they're making moves. And maybe it's this. The people atop this organization, maybe they know the fans can't stomach 270 win seasons in a row just because the players are young. I think that's part of their philosophy.
Okay, but why go up to a microphone as the president of baseball ops and say, hey, Steiny's good. You're going to get a look at Steiny. That's a commitment there. And then if that's why Steiny, I'm not saying you're making excuses, but miss me with that.
With what?
With they don't want to commit to the young. But when you tell the world that Evan's about to get some at-bats because we traded Solaire and he only gets 3 at-bats, that's like what happened in 3 at-bats. You're telling the world you're committed to him, and then you just, like, nothing's making sense.
Luciano, to me, makes total sense. He really does. He's not Farhan's guy. Farhan didn't draft him.
Well, who's this guy, then, if we want to go down that road?
I don't know. I don't know. But like this is one of those things. I allow for possibilities. Like, for example, I allowed for the possibility that James Wiseman couldn't play.
Right.
And he couldn't. And he still can't. And even though people clamored for him for 2 years, the fact is he couldn't play.
Right.
But I didn't see enough of him. But Steve Kerr and Bob Myers and Dunleavy did, because they see him every single day. And I can only assume that Farhan Zaidi looks at Luciano and says, he ain't it. He ain't it.
But what about and I'll get off of Luciano.
I don't need to see him.
What about the position failure that we all got to see exhibited on the major league level?
Fair.
How could your scouts that work underneath you, Farhan, not know this dude was not an infielder if that's what they deem him not to be? Like, that's negligence in itself. And okay. I really do believe you're selling, because we get some fans, Bay Area baseball fans or Giant fans, short when, you know what, we're going with the young guys. It's going to be some turbulence. But give me that message, and you're still getting the same results, Steiny, of no playoff, but you have hope, and you get to see Steiny grow.
You had hope on Monday. You had hope on Monday. And there's This team's 500.
And they're still they're technically not the for White the people, Sox. Stani, there's still hope if you're into looking at the standings.
And there is a difference between 61 and 62 and 45 and 75.
Right.
Marvin in Livermore says I'm wrong.
Get him, Marvin.
What's up, Marvin?
hey, guys. Stani, usually I agree with you, but you throwing stuff against the wall saying it's the stadium, it's the taxes. All you got to do is compare. Cleveland gets people. Detroit gets people. Yankees and Mets get people. Dodgers and San Diego, all of them with crime and high taxes. I think the issue is Farhan because he signs guys to two-year contracts with a player option. Mm. And so if they do great, they leave. If they don't, they stay, and you're stuck like that. That makes zero sense to me to sign a guy two-year, give an option out. It should be a three-year with an option after the second. So if he does great, you got him control for the second season. I don't see any other team giving two-year deals with player option for the second year. Again, you lose all the leverage. If the guy does bad, I'm opting in. If I do great, see ya. Like, how does that make sense?
Yeah, good point. But, Stani, I'll bet you don't need me to back you up. But when you're desperate, you're desperate. That's why these guys got all the power. That's why they got the options. But, yeah, Stani, I'm not saying when you talk about taxes and the ballpark.
I just give
me somebody that's going to embrace it and take it as a challenge and try.
I just don't, like, I'm not saying they can't get a free agent because of the city. I believe there are myriad reasons why they have been unable to land a big hitter in the free agent market. I think the park could be one of the several reasons. I think the city could be one of several reasons. I think the taxes could be one of several reasons. I think the fact, and this might be more important than all the others, and I believe it is, the fact that they are a losing organization is why they can't get players. I think there are a million reasons why they can't get players.
One of them, Farhan, might not
Maybe.
Be good at his
yes.
job.
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Now that I feel better.
Yes, that
okay.
might be one of the
all
reasons.
All right.
Absolutely.
If you got that on the list, I can hear the others.
But the other thing is, yeah, you're right, Goo. The reason they're desperate, they can't land a guy on a 5-year contract. That's why they have to settle for Chapman and Snell. That's the only way they can get him. If you want to change that dynamic, fire Farhan. Go ahead and see what happens. I'm not saying it won't work.
Right. Now, and I kind of answered this, but you mentioned the old regime, Evans and Sabian. Even though they didn't depend on the free agents, I felt like if they needed one, Stani, they had the pizzazz, the wherewithal to be able to close a deal and sell the city and the team.
Any free agent they got was probably, at least from 2009 on, had a lot to do with the fact that guys wanted to come here to win. Nobody's coming here right now to win. They're coming here now to get paid.
Well, somehow that cycle's got to change.
Right. You're absolutely right. I have no idea how. Eddie's in San Ramon. What's up, Eddie? How you doing, man?
Doing all right. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, so you were talking about how nobody wants to come because of the ballpark. I kind of differ with you on that one right there. If you can't hit the ball, you can't hit the ball. And if you can hit the ball, you can hit it, the gaps right there, whatever, you know, runs will score, right?
Right.
So as you relate to it being the ballpark, I think it's the talent that's which is there on the team that is not able to have everybody have the buy-in that you're looking for at this point.
Wow.
That's my two cents, so that's my point.
Oh, that, you know what, Eddie? I'll pick up on that. I absolutely agree with that. And I get baseball's not basketball, but you keep switching players out every year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh man, that if there's no, that's your point.
Like I
totally agree.
When Robbie Ray had that first game, like, Robbie Ray's not bought into this team. Robbie Ray's bought into trying to win six games in the second half of the season and convince the league that he's a premium pitcher again.
I'm getting some love and I'm getting hate on this front, Stani. I'm not sitting here telling you Luciano is the next Eric Davis. All I'm saying is I don't believe, and you might differ, let me know, I saw enough of James Wiseman, and the Warriors might have been wrong and did him no favors, but you can play or you can't. They started him when he came. I saw enough for the hands. Oh, boy. I just don't feel that way about Luciano. That's all. I'm not telling anybody he's the next thing, but good God, Stani, let him go a month or a month and a half batting 112, or we hadn't seen that at all. And for Farhan to say anybody's name but Luciano the day Soler got traded and then not let that plan play out should let every Giant fan know nobody knows what the F they're doing, and including Far. Now he's just talking. They don't stick to a plan. I think that's fair, partner. And just the Luciano front.
And I think it is so easy to say, we'll play Luciano for a month even if he hits 112. That is so easy to say right now. But as he goes 0 for 4 and 0 for 3 and 1 for 4 and 0 for 4 and 0 for 4 and 0 for 4 and 2 for 4 and 0 for 4 and 0 for 4 and 0 for 4, at some point you can't do it. I happen to think he stinks.
No, with the bat?
I just don't think he's very good. He does not look like anything resembling a complete player to me. But what do I know? Like, I just look at the guy and say,
well, he's never had his Wiseman moment. He's never had his...
Sometimes you don't get a Wiseman moment because you don't deserve a Wiseman moment.
But we could have said that thing about same thing about Ramos until they needed him and backed into him taking advantage of it.
And who knows? Who knows how good he's going to be?
And I'll give you that, but you got to be excited. The returns are positive for Ramos, Stani. The guy made an all, even if it's based on a first half, he parlayed that chance into an all-star berth. You just kind of wish Matos would have got the same luxury. And Luciano. Again, Stani, you could be right, but I just feel like you're acting like we've seen this dude bat 112 for at least three good weeks.
And I think you're underestimating the fact that because of this fan base, I think the organization feels like it can't go in that direction.
But who are, okay, to that point, who are you really fooling if you're going to be a slave to that mentality? 61 Nobody. And 62 is not exactly
they fooled you up
fire.
Until Monday.
Well, no,
I don't want to be a jerk, but they did.
The math fooled. Okay. So nobody fooled me. Math was still there.
See, you're talking about this team like it's a different team today than it was Monday. And it was the same team. It's the same team. It's the same players. This team's around 500. Could they catch lightning in a bottle the last 6 weeks? It's possible.
But what if I or anybody else out there has gotten turned off by watching them flail or strike out with runners in scoring position to the point now where it's set in, Stani, nothing's going to change. This is who they are.
Well, I'd say this is who they've been. Mark's in San Jose. What's up, Mark? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys? You guys are killing it as usual.
Oh, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Hey, I just wanted to touch base with you guys. I'll give you a little bit of background. I'm a recovering A's fan who has started to take my wife and three kids to Giants games this year. And truthfully, all I'm looking for is good baseball, guys. It doesn't matter who the name on the back of the jersey is, truthfully. But just to give you a little backstory, I was with FP, trying to get the little water drop, bloop, doing a fantasy baseball camp a few weeks back.
Nice.
And thank you. Sat there with Will the Thrill. Awesome. Great guy. But him, FP, and Marvin Bernard happened to be out there all talking about the same thing and getting back to basics, man. I'm tired of watching the Giants' business side of the baseball affect the fundamental side of the baseball. We got to get back to playing good ball, good solid baseball, whether that's a sack fly or a bunt to move a guy over into scoring position. When you guys are losing 1-0 and can't create small ball, it's tough to win in this league. When you're 61-62, those 1-2 games matter.
Yeah,
right? We're not the Dodgers. We're not trying to be the Dodgers. We've obviously showed the entire league full of free agents we're not the Dodgers. So how are we going to do it, guys? It's got to come from the grassroots. And you're seeing it. You're seeing it coming with Matos. You're seeing it with I want to see Luciano up there. I think he's going to do well. You just got to give him a shot. Now, is he a shortstop? Doubt it. But that's okay. We still want to see it.
Can I ask you a quick question before you hang up?
No, go for
okay.
it. Let's get to Half Moon Bay if you ever get a chance. Me and you, let's go. It's on me.
Oh, boy. Let me just ask you this. Will Clark may not even want this job. But do you think Will Clark, a guy like that, that lives and dies and breathes baseball, could sell the San Francisco Giants as is better than Farhan is doing in his tenure here with the Giants? Do you believe that he could do a better job selling the Giants?
I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about talking to Will the Thrill.
That's all I... Wow.
I'm telling you, he could do it. Give him 5 minutes with any player, he'd have that guy in San Francisco. The man played a candlestick with Barry Bonds. Guys, I put one off of the wall. I bat right-handed, have since I was a little kid, switched over to the left side in this fantasy baseball camp and put one off of the brick wall in right field. It is not the park. It's not the city. It is the ownership, and it is the general manager. Mm. Let's get this correct.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with the park. It's the most beautiful park in baseball.
Mm. I appreciate it, brother.
Okay, yeah. Thanks, Mark. Yeah. Mark doesn't think it has anything to do with the park.
And we'll never really know. But, Stani, it's about Will and Clark. He would sell the hell out of this
team. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
We've reached the point of the discussion where you're out of ideas. You're just naming a great player.
No, he's going to join the morning roast tomorrow, Will Clark. And when you hear him talk Giant baseball and a team that he loves, Stani, that he works for, that's what the enthusiasm.
Saint Little League.
No, but no, it's
Saint
a big league.
League
this, you need the right people to sell whatever your thing is.
And Patrick Ewing and Rick Barry.
What about them?
How'd Magic Johnson do? You're out of ideas. You're out of ideas if you're just mentioning Will.
So you don't think
why
Will
not Matt
Clark
Williams?
Could sell the Giants?
Why not Matt Williams?
And you could throw his name in there.
Right. He's got more experience than
no,
Will
it's
Clark.
Not. It's energy. It's enthusiasm. It's selling the team. Not selling Texas. We got to.
It's not a rah-rah sport. You play the game.
You just watch the Pete Rose.
You play the game as hard as you can, and you let the chips
fall. We're talking about management now. They got poor leadership.
For every Will Clark, though, there's one of those for every other franchise. Like, for every Will Clark, there's a Cal Ripken Jr. There's a Sandy Koufax.
Right, but Evan, what I would say to that, who gives a rat's ass about those examples? We're worried about the toxic Giants.
Why would they listen to Will Clark over Cal Ripken Jr.? Like, if you're why wouldn't you listen to a legend from another organization? Like, if I put Trevor Hoffman and Will Clark in a room, I'm going to listen to both of them.
But that doesn't match. Trevor Hoffman is not part of the Giant family.
No, but I'm saying if I'm a free agent and I'm listening to a pitch,
right.
You can put Will Clark in a room, and if I'm the Padres, I'm going out and I'm getting
Trevor Hoffman. I get you, Evan. That's phenomenal. But I would rather have a guy go in there up against a Trevor Hoffman with that enthusiasm and that energy and that pizzazz that I think Farhan lacks. That's all. That was a great...
Wanted the manager to be the GM?
No, I want him to sell the team and close some deals. I'm not the guy like you just giving scholarships. Oh, we had a dynasty in 2014. Nothing to see here. You kidding me?
Well, you're not
out of here. You're fired.
You're not even willing to acknowledge the tangible issues that our organization has.
I'm based on results. I don't care about team. Okay. I'm based on results. What have you done for me lately?
Okay. So if you don't think the ballpark's a factor, keep trying to go out and sign Aaron Judge.
Well, why did Farhan take? He should just quit then, Steiny. With that mind, he should just quit. Or maybe he's been dealt a bad hand.
Maybe try to another strategy.
Which is
built through the farm system.
I thought he was doing that when he came.
I'm not sticking up for Farhan.
Okay. Sounds like it.
No, I'm not.
I'm waiting.
They ain't the Dodgers, Goo. Get over it. They ain't the Dodgers.
I understand.
They're the Golden State Warriors under Chris Cohan right now. Nate in San Francisco. What's up, Nate?
Hey guys.
Hey.
This is very appropriate right now because that was a little bit of a rain cloud of a game last night. I definitely do not want any more Farhan, mostly because I think what Steiny just said is pretty much right on. We are the Cohan Warriors right now. Nobody wants to play for us. People who do want to play for us are on prove-it deals. And as much as that's fun to watch sometimes when people have career years, I think the 107 win season was pretty much that for like three players. And I think we gave Kapler and Farhan a lot of credit. And now we're kind of going backwards. So not sure what we can do at this point other than start over with the front office. And I would love the ownership to start over as well. But, you know, get what we can get.
Mm. Appreciate the call. Remember when the Warriors stunk, but they'd sign Corey Maggette or Danny Fortson?
Keep going.
Or Mark Price?
Yes. That's where
that's what Conforto and Soler and Snell and Ray are right now, at least in their careers. Here's the other thing.
I'm not fighting that,
you can't make fun 24/7 of how old I am and then think Will Clark's going to be the answer to this young generation.
But Steiny, if you hear, you know what? Come on, man.
They'll roll their eyes at
him. Some people stay young for their whole life.
They don't know who Will Clark is anymore, Goo.
But the baseball players do.
Do they?
I gotta believe you got some sense of history.
How old's Will Clark now?
He's
50?
A little older than that.
He played in that year you guys were talking about earlier.
Exactly. Marco Luciano has no clue who he is. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. And is it out? Oh, on the other side. We'll finish up with the Giants.
All right.
The Giants.
Gigantes.
And then we've got some news with the Warriors. The schedule's out on 95.7. The Game. Curry nothing.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Steiny and Guru with you. Talking Giants mostly today, but we're going to get into a little Warriors news. They've released the schedule, but I got two guys online on the on the River Islands guest line. I'm going to call it, even though they're callers, but they're big callers. Frank at San Rafael wants to talk Giants. Let's wrap up some Giants talk.
Yeah. You know, the reason the Giants aren't winning is because, like, you had Dave Kapler, who won 105 games against the highest payroll of the Dodgers. And I don't know if they won the division that year or whatever. I think they did. And that blows me away that you hire Bob Melvin. Why do you think the Padres are up 5 games in the wild card? Because they got rid of that sleprock. He's a sleprock. He's not a winner. Why would you get rid of Dave Kapler, who wins 105 games? And then when you tell the Giant fans, you know, real nice, I know a lot about sports. I'm the king of futures, okay? They call me Frankie Eyelash.
Frankie.
I win a lot of money, you guys, okay? I pick futures, and I'm the king, okay? I pick Baltimore to win it all in 14-1, okay? I know my stuff. I bet the Kansas City Chiefs every year. I'm up $110,000. They're going to three-peat.
Wow. Frankie, leave your number with Evan. Frankie Rollin. 100K.
Yeah, Guru's got a neighbor.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, and I've said it. What's Gabe Kapler thinking? We all thought he was a joke. Ran him out of here.
Two things can be equally true, as one great man said. What is the meaning of schleprock? Schleprock is a gloomy, unlucky, and depressed teenager known for having exceptionally bad luck and a friend of Pebbles and Bam Bam. He often shows up and causes trouble for others, though unintentionally.
Oh, boy.
So he's a character from the Flintstones?
I guess so.
The one thing that Melvin doesn't have going for him, and he could give a rat's behind, the Padres are balling without him.
They balled with him.
But you know what I mean, Evan. Not last year.
Max is in Campbell. What's up, Max? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. Shout out to Corey Maggette, though. That was a good little.
Was that a good?
Draft.
I always liked him too. But
I mean, it always reminded me of, like, the Clipper squad with Quentin Richardson and Darius Miles.
Nice.
I mean, that was after, but that was a nice squad. And shout out Union City. You feel me, young goat?
Yeah, you know. Hey. Yeah.
And, I mean, to me, like, the reason why people don't want to come here, I mean, let's compare the integrity and just the aura of John Lynch, Bob Myers, compared to Farhan Zaidi. I mean, it's point blank, right? I mean, you got to be a very good people person and someone that you're attracted to, right? And it's like, where did this guy even come from? It's like, I don't even know. He's a mystery to me. Like, it's just so weird. Like, I don't even know any real baseball player that really respects what he's doing. I mean, I've never heard it. You know what I mean? So it's like, I think that's a big thing. And then also, Stani, I mean, what's your handicap? You about like a 10, a 12? Where are you floating at right now?
13.5. It just came out today. It always comes out at the beginning of the month and the middle of the month, your handicap. I'm a 13.5, Max.
Yeah, shout out to NCGA. So you're breaking 90 every time, baby.
Yeah, not every time, but, you know, they omit some of your worst scores in a handy. Hey, Max, you know how a handicap works. I still shoot in the 90s once in a while.
Yes, sir, and I do want to play with you guys one day because I'm floating around. You know, I don't want to. I'm a humble cat. I'm not even going to say it, but I've been playing for a long time. So we got to get out there and get after it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, so I just think Farhan is just. He's just an odd cat, is all I got to say.
Thanks, Max.
I'm out.
Thanks, Max. Yeah.
Well, give me somebody with some juice, Donnie. That's all I'm asking for.
It's all I'm saying. Farhan may be part of the problem. I don't. All I'm saying is, like, somebody's here saying, you couldn't be more wrong, Steiny. It's not the park. I'm not saying it's all the park. I'm saying it's about 8 things, probably.
Mm.
But the park is one of them. All right.
The schedule, Steiny. I got it on my phone.
Okay. Let me set it up.
All right.
First of all, Join 95.7 The Game at Harding Park on Friday, September 6th. That's fast approaching. For the Pettinelli Financial Partners Golf Tournament, it benefits the Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area. Go to 957thegame.com to learn more. Presented by ATCO Pest Control, the Bay Area's locally family-owned pest control company. All right, Warrior schedule's out.
If I asked you how many national televised games you and Evan can guess, how many you think, Stoney? 82 game season.
What's the maximum you can have?
Is now it like that 20? I don't know.
Well, they're not very good anymore.
I'm going to say no to that. That the maximum.
I'll say 14.
24 national TV games.
Well, so obviously you can get more than 20.
Yeah, no doubt. 14 back to backs, and their first televised game is at home against the New Orleans Pelicans. That would be, Stoney, October 30th. October 29th.
Oh. Oh, the 27th against the Clippers isn't on TV?
Nope.
Why not?
It is, that I don't know. Maybe no Kawhi. Well, he'll be there. He'll probably be hurt. But the first one is October 29th. Yeah, home against, and it's a back-to-back against the Pelicans. Well, yep, New Orleans Zion.
Who's broadcasting the Clippers game on the Sunday, the 27th?
It'll probably be on NBC Sports Bay Area.
Gotcha. Thanks.
Yeah, right.
So that is televised.
Yeah. Well, it's televised, but national televised.
First they don't one. Even. The Here's all you need to know about the Warriors. You don't have to get past game one. They're not playing opening night.
Well, what about Christmas? That's more sacred than opening night to me. Yeah. And they made the Christmas cut.
Oh, that's good.
Now you got
seven of 10 on the road,
man,
to start. What do you mean, man? They won 25 road games last year. Smelled like a fast start to
me.
Yeah,
they lost their second best scorer.
Who?
Clay.
Oh, now he's their second best scorer.
Well, he was the second highest scorer
last
on the team
year.
Last
you were
year.
Like, he stinks.
Steiny, stop.
Evan, do you have the press release?
Yes, I do.
Read me some of the highlights, because it's tough for me to gauge what we're really looking at here. It looks like November's going to be a lot of home games. December.
Yeah, Boston, November 6th is an ESPN game at Boston, Stoney.
All right. When do they play? That's a good way to do it. The defending champion Boston Celtics come in January 20th. It's a Monday. January 20th. The Lakers come into Chase Center on...
Good call.
Christmas, December 25th. And then again, they only in here once?
No, you got to.
Dallas, Orlando?
Lakers.
Oh, January 25th, which is a Saturday.
Yeah.
Okay. Who else are you interested
in? That's an ABC game. Give me Klay Thompson. I know you mentioned Dallas.
Thank you. Very, very
good.
When
is Klay coming to the Bay?
November 12th. As close to 11-11
okay.
as possible.
Oh, wow.
Who says?
Did you come up with that?
That's just a coincidence.
I think the NBA does a pretty good job at trying to
you
pair.
You think so?
Well, then remember last year the Warriors had that, was it 11-23?
Draymond, Clay, and Steph, 30.
Yeah. Or, sorry, November 30th, 2023.
Ah, Steiny.
No.
That's how the young minds think.
And remember, the Warriors got it in front of that, asked for that specific game to get it home to honor the big three. It was well planned.
What's the date of the game numerically?
The 12th.
11-12.
I said as close to 11-11 as they could get.
I'm looking at no game on 11-11.
As close to 11-11 as they could get.
Thank you. You don't think they could have finagled something if they really wanted it on November 11th?
Well, it's a Monday.
They couldn't.
It's a Monday.
Okay.
I'm mad about opening night.
They don't have national televised games on Mondays. It'd be on NBA TV.
Mm-hmm. 11-11.
Oh, they got Barkley in the building that night.
They couldn't get it done on 11-11 for our local legend.
They keep their we keep our Martin Luther King spot. We host Boston, Steiny.
That's the one day in the schedule that every team plays. All 30 teams.
By the way, Steiny, because I know you're kind of...
not on national TV, Goo, but they all play.
Yeah. Well, since you're so worried about nationally televised games, would you like to guess how many teams have more nationally televised games than the Warriors?
This is
give me the music!
This is what I like, Evan.
Boston. Well, it's a joke. Oh.
Is that wrong?
Then it's a joke. I'm not doing it.
I'm not lying.
Lakers. Well,
I Tatum, Brown, and now the schedule.
Let me tell you who
I just stopped the music because that's it.
No, that's not it.
Oh, yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Warriors have 36 nationally televised games.
NBA TV does not count.
Nationally televised.
No. Give me the ESPN ABC numbers. Because let me tell you,
I got 24. Evan, it says 24 national TV games here online. Uh-oh.
Right here. This was earlier. On NBA, I forget their live show. But the Lakers have 39 nationally televised games for this upcoming season. The Warriors have 36. The Celtics and the Knicks are tied at third with 34.
So but you're missing the bigger picture.
So NBA the Warriors TV. Are still box office.
If you take NBA TV out of the equation.
Can't do it.
The number one team right now is the Minnesota Timberwolves.
You sure about that?
With Ant-Man. The most exciting player in our league. Yeah, Finchy.
Wait, the guy that didn't know how to, the guy who didn't know how to pop a champagne bottle?
That was great.
That shows that he's serious
about
the game.
Commentary by LeBron.
Means he's never won anything before.
Yeah, got to the Western Conference Finals. That's third
national
year.
TV. Okay, so 36. They didn't count NBA TV.
Nobody gets NBA TV. That should not count. Like, every time I try to get a game on NBA TV, it's like, yeah, you can't. I'm like, what's your provider? I'm like, I don't have a provider.
Yeah, sorry, it's not on Fubo.
Dude, there you go.
Hey, Fubo has the Warriors and Giants games. That's where I saw Robbie Ray knock it out of the first inning.
Marketing second game of the season, Steiny.
Oh, yeah, that'll fill the arena.
Not televised, NBC Sports Bay Area. Marketing. They're at Utah.
Oh, yeah, that'll be a revenge game.
Oh, man.
For the Warriors.
Right. Let me see what else sticks out.
Kuminga's going for 35.
But when you
that
read
night.
That Slater article this morning, Steiny, about that, he kind of talks about it like marketing was never going to – Utah was never parting ways with him.
Well, I know, that's – I'm
so
sure.
The pods and Kuminga and the Warriors not willing to not give up.
Yeah, it's
that didn't add up to me.
Okay.
Well, just me.
Okay, well then why'd you buy it hook, line, and sinker
at the time?
Mm-hmm. Here's the other thing.
Man,
I get why you don't think they had a shot at those two guys. Because you don't want Lacob and Dunleavy to have any accountability. So if they were never really available, well, then they are doing everything and anything under the sun for Steph Curry.
No, I told you.
The results don't matter. I mean, as long as they tried.
You're using me, my
so
thing on the Giants on you.
Hey, Mike Dunleavy tried for Laurie Markkanen. Woo, what a great effort. They were aggressive. I like their style. Aggressive for Markkanen. Oh, Farhan was aggressive for Judge. Now, he didn't get it done. That's worse.
Where is Ja? Steiny, Ja will be in the Bay Friday, ESPN game, November 15th. The new look Grizzlies. They're going to be good.
They might be.
And Wimby. When does Wimby come to the Bay?
That's also a good one, Goo.
I'm looking for Wimby. Boy.
Uh-oh. San Antonio looks like they might only be in twice. Oh, check that. No, San Antonio. Oh, Victor Wembanyama only in the Bay one time.
Is that April?
And it's April. It's the third to last game of the year.
What's good? That has to be a
just in time
wrong.
To stamp the Warriors' top four seed.
That has to.
Has to what?
I want to see Wimby sooner than that. We will, but here in the Bay.
He might not even play. The Spurs will be in full tank mode by that point.
They got Chris Paul,
Evan.
Their
stars
they
the
got
first
Chris
round.
Paul.
No, they're waving the white flag.
Oh, boy.
For Cooper.
Could you imagine?
Yes.
That'd be unreal.
He is, man.
I don't know how good he is yet.
Who did we talk to?
I don't know.
That said he is the best American prospect since, Kevin Durant. We had him on our show. It wasn't BG. I forget. It might have been Evan and I. You might have been in Europe. But, they said Steiny, I mean, Flag's got the bat. He looks like the part.
I guess. By the way, we can jump into that. And first of all, our guy Anthony Slater, I think, is top-notch. He doesn't put the headline on the stories. And in fact, the story wasn't...
Okay, hold on, partner. Is that how it goes? I thought a rapper writes his song, and then he names the song. Or any songstress, they write it, and they title it.
Did you say rap?
Yeah.
Yeah, Anthony Slater's not in the rap game.
Whitney Houston?
Right, he doesn't rap, Anthony Slater.
Sing?
He's a journalist.
He sing? So you're telling me somebody, the writer writes the article, but somebody titles it?
That's correct.
Oh, I never... Hmm.
Yeah. They have an editor.
Yeah.
I don't know why that bothers me, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
It.
Yeah, like all of Steiny's amazing pieces that he won awards for.
Oh
yeah, he
God.
Didn't name any of them.
Right. Except my blog.
So did you ever have a problem with...
Yes, of course.
With what he was, like, yeah. That's what you got out of that? Why would you title it that?
Yeah. I've had that occasionally.
Wow, dude.
Yeah.
I learn something new every day.
Wow, dude.
Anyway, And this is important. I don't want to, like, I'll just give you my answer. It's not a shot at Slater because he didn't write this headline. But we've heard this before.
All right.
Is the Warriors front office failing Steph Curry? Is the Warriors front office.
We've talked about it.
Exactly.
Right. So, I mean, Stein, that's a real question. And I think. Let's be honest here. Steph has not exercised that, what, $61-62 million extension he can get. It's quiet on the set right now, but we've talked about this ad nauseum about, is Curry looking around like, has the front office done enough? And you just talked about it. If he believes they were all in on PG and they were all in on Utah and those two teams weren't willing to participate, I think Lacob and Dunleavy look good to Steph as far as you tried. So I think that's a fair headline because I think that's the title of the jam in regard to Steph and his future here. Are they doing enough to make him happy?
And as far as the question goes, to me, the answers are resounding no. Is the Warriors front office failing Steph Curry? No, they're not failing Steph Curry. They never have failed Steph Curry. But to me, the more interesting aspect of it is what Slater got into, and that is Steph Curry right now, and I want to know what Warrior, because this is what it's all about. Steph Curry right now is eligible for a one-year contract extension. We could turn on the internet tomorrow and say Steph Curry is now under contract for 2026, 2027, for $63 million. Mike Dunleavy was asked about the extension, and he essentially said, yeah, whatever Steph wants, he'll probably get, or something like that. Yeah, whatever Steph wants. So what Slater said is that depending.
I was so, it's not just me, man. That's great.
It's live radio.
It'll be better when you hear it again, too, when we come back.
The point is, Slater believes that will be the first window into what Steph Curry is thinking. He's got between now and October 21st to sign a one-year extension in 2026, 2027. To my way of thinking, feel free to disagree at 888-957-9570. If I'm Steph Curry, I want that money.
Oh, my.
I want it yesterday.
We said the 7th, you and I, months ago.
So, he's been at the Olympics. He's now taking some time off from basketball altogether, according to certain people. And so...
What's there to think about? Steiner, you have a phone.
My point is, if he doesn't sign an extension by October 21st, Slater's suggesting, and I would agree, that would be the first sign that Steph is holding the organization's feet to the fire. If he doesn't sign a one-year extension in the next 2 months.
But wouldn't that be a gamble? And I love the chef. And you know I'm different than a lot of people. I still think he has a lot left. We just saw it. But Stani, I'm asking you, and I mean, how attractive is a 38-year-old Steph Curry? Is he, you know what I mean? Now we're getting later and later in his career, and it's all chef on mine all day, every day. But why wouldn't Steph take that, like you said, yesterday, and because he won't be attracted to other teams?
To me, there's only one reason why he wouldn't, and that is because he could leave earlier, man, if he doesn't do it under a certain scenario. In other words, the reason he wouldn't take that extension is because if at the trading deadline,
man,
the Warriors are 25 and 35 and 20 and 30, he knows that the organization knows he could walk at the end of the next year. It makes perfect sense to me. It would be one way. Now, I happen to believe that if Steph Curry signed that contract today, 3 weeks from now, he could say, yeah, you know what, I still want out. And they'd have to deal with it.
All right.
But I agree. I can't think of it. And Warrior fans, I don't know how you feel about it.
60-plus mil.
Why would Steph Curry not sign a contract for more money than he's ever made in his career when he's 38 years old? It feels illogical why he wouldn't do that.
I'm totally with you, man.
The only reason I can conceive of, and maybe that's twofold. One is because he can hold the Warriors' feet to the fire a little bit. And maybe the other reason would be, and he's also maybe given the Warriors a more of a sliver of flexibility because he's only got 2 years left rather than three. Though again, I'm not convinced that three would be a negative if you're another team.
But he's betting on himself that at 38, Stani, he'll still be that attractive as he is now.
Yes.
Wow. And I'm not saying he's not, but boy, we see what LeBron is at 40, so I don't know why. Oh my gosh, man. And 60 plus million? Stani, I would have did that thing yesterday. I would have did it before the plane touched back from Paris.
Yeah. So I wonder, you know, and I'll explain it again because it's not the easiest thing to understand, but I wonder what Warrior fans think of that. Again, why wouldn't I'm not reading anything into it. Let's just put it out there. But Slater's suggesting that if Steph Curry, that depending on what he does, whether he signs the one-year extension or not, that it could be a signal as to what may be coming down the pike. Mm. And I kind of think he's right. I think if the offseason comes and goes and Steph Curry did not sign that one-year extension,
he's got you on notice.
Why? Maybe because he views it as a little piece of leverage. What? Where he can tell the team, let's say at the trading deadline this year, you know what? We're 10 under 500. It's probably not going to get much better next year. Why don't you go ahead and move me? See if you can get this thing up and running after I leave, and the team that trades for me will have the 30 games after the deadline and then all of the following year. So if you're a team that acquires Steph Curry, you're going to get him for a year and 30 games. I don't know.
And he's not thirsty for cash, so as much as I keep saying it like it's me or you, Stani, 60 million. But yeah, and those comments in Vegas, again, I'll never forget them. I think this is following that mold or that model. Show me what you got. Show me what we're working with.
Because there's a few things that can happen here, and we'll talk about it more on the other side. But I'll throw a couple scenarios at you. All of them are within the realm of possibility. And then Look, the tea leaves are the tea leaves. 888-957-9570 is the number. And download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. That segment also brought to you by Robert Half.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.